Blog Talk Radio.
Is the way.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is a special edition of Hearts to Hearts on Blog Talk Radio, where tonight the crew of the Attic has joined me as we introduce and hold a short conversation with Miss Mary Barrett. Now, before I bring Mary to the microphone, let me tell you, she does a lot of awesome things. She is a psychic medium, paranormal investigator, ordained minister, radio host, and author. So, hey, crew of the Attic, help me welcome Mary Barrett. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Mary. Welcome,
you guys.
Good evening.
Welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Kudos to you, my sister.
Yes, definitely.
He forgot Reiki Master and Life Coach and a few other things, but I'll forgive him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I humbly submit an apology because I thought I had it covered, but there was a whole lot more. But listen, it's very interesting, to say the least. When I say that we're going to have a conversation with a psychic, do you prefer psychic or medium? Which is better?
I'm both, so it really doesn't matter.
Oh, there's a difference?
Oh, yeah. Yes, there's a big difference. A psychic tells the future. A medium talks to the people who have passed over, and I do both.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't realize that.
No, because I didn't realize that. I thought it was all the same. So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said no. It's not.
Oh.
Not the same. Uh-huh.
When you say predict the future or tell the future, how does that, is there a special skill set, or is that just a gift you're born with, or can you develop that skill to be able to read somebody's future?
I believe that you have to be born with it, but I also believe that a lot of people, or almost everybody, is born with some certain type of gift, but it depends on the strength of the gift. I mean, some people may be able to tell every once in a while. Some may not be able to tell. They may have other gifts. It just depends. It's like if you have a doctor, one doctor is better than another doctor because of either their specialty, their bedside manners, or their experience.
How old were you when you realized? I'm sorry. Go ahead, sister.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
How old were you, Mary, when you realized that you had this gift?
Well, Well, you know, I didn't grow up. I grew up in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. And back in my time, they didn't have psychic mediums. They had fortune teller and tea readers. Well, so I did not grow up in one, and I was not aware I had the gift. Now, I was 14 years old when my father died, and some strange things happened at that time. But nobody told me, hey, it's your psychic abilities coming out. I was 38 years old when a friend of mine, who was a witch at the time, and a Wiccan, and she told me, she said, you know, you have abilities. And that's when I blew open, and I started doing Reiki, not realizing. I'm also a master hypnotist, and I was hypnotizing people, and a whole bunch of stuff started coming out. So I started at a really young age without the knowledge of what it was.
So how are you able to tap into that, if you will?
As far as your ability,
how were you able to, like, tap into that to come into your own of knowing how to do those things, the power that you possess, so to speak?
Well,
you know
the problem
I mean?
With that is, the better question is, how do you shut it off? Because a lot of times you just know. You start getting, well, for me anyway, my kids, we start getting nervous, we start getting antsy, we start feeling things, we know something's coming, we don't know what, and one of the big things really is that. But now we have dreams like if all heck is going to break loose, we have dreams of tornadoes. And but other than that, it's a lot of just feeling. You know something's going to happen, but you don't know what's going to happen. So there's a lot of different signs there.
And the messenger teaches us that we all possess this. It's just once you have to get in tune with yourself, and then once you get in tune with who you really are, then you'll be able to experience some of the greater gifts that we all have. Like she said, some people just tune in more to, like, for instance, jumping. That's a gift that we all have, but some are able to exercise it, that they can take it to a higher limit. Not that they could jump higher than us, it's just that they've tuned it in so that now they have that ability. And I just use jumping as the simplest form to show you that we all possess it. It's just what we do with what we have.
Exactly. It's like the gut feeling everybody talks about. Oh, I had a gut feeling this was going to happen. Oh, I had a gut feeling that was going to happen. It just, everybody has it, but it's just at the level, what
Correct.
Level certain people are at.
Right. See, now I have to be honest. When I hear of medium psychics, to me, again, even though I'm aware that people have special gifts, I don't know. I really have a hard time digesting that concept. And it's not that I don't believe it. I don't know. It's just one of those things for me. Because let me ask you. Okay.
Go ahead.
Have you ever told somebody their future and you were wrong?
No. And
okay.
That doesn't mean I'm 100% right either.
No, I
because
understand.
Only God's 100% right. But
I understand.
So far, as far as I know, I've been right on the mark. But I will tell you, it doesn't happen right away. For instance, I told my daughter that her husband was going to total his truck and walk away. Well, a couple of years later, we had a tornado go through here, and he was on his way to work, and it was either hit a car head-on or hit a tree. So he put his truck into a tree. He totaled his truck, and he walked away from it. And my daughter totally freaked out. But I will say, I am wrong on the sex of the babies that my children have. But on anybody else, no, I can tell people what they're having, and they have it. But when it comes to my own children, I'm wrong.
Now, in order to do this, you do this on the phone, or do you have to physically touch the person or have contact with the person? Just from you do this on the phone or online also?
I do it anyway. I do it on the phone. I do Skype. I was trying to
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to watch how I said that one.
I was going to say, Mary, not that kind of show, Mary, not that kind of show.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to realize also that it is of the spirit. So because it is of the spirit, and the spirit exists everywhere, the medium in which you use isn't of that significance. It would be greater if you were there. That just makes it a stronger connection. But because it is of the spirit in which the readings are really coming from.
No, I do not need to be in front of a person to do, and I've been doing this for, oh my God, professionally, 20-some years already. I do it over the phone. Like, for instance, a lady called me up one time, and she said, I need to hear from somebody. I said, wait a minute. I said, there's a lady coming across telling me that she's going to kick you in the ass. And I was mortified. I don't have any filters, but I try to be a little bit, you know. But she bust out laughing and said that was her mother. So she was procrastinating on a decision. It's not any stronger whether I'm in front of a person or I'm on the phone. The only thing I will not do on the phone is hypnotize. Other than that, I can do everything else on the phone.
Wow. I'm lost for words here. That must be pretty powerful feeling to know that you can tell someone what's going to happen before the day arrives. That's pretty awesome.
It is. At first, it scared the crap out of me, to be truthful with you. Now I'm just so used to it. Well, as you know, my uncle just died. Well, right before he died, I was in my bathroom, and he told me to take care of myself. And within a couple of hours, he was gone. I mean, he was already in a coma and stuff like that. So it's just, it's not, a lot of people think mediumship is weird, and it's not. And I come up against a lot of skeptics that by the time I'm done, a lot of them are turned around and they believe. So, you know, it's interesting work. It's very interesting work.
Well, now let me ask you a question then. If the folks on the panel were to ask you a question, you could do a reading just from them asking you a question?
Generally, yes.
Okay. Before this show ends, we want to make sure that you put your email address and your Facebook information out there. So if anybody is interested, they know how to contact you. But we're going to come right back to the psychic medium. But what really caught my eye is a paranormal investigator. What is a paranormal investigator?
Okay, a paranormal investigator, it's people who go in and investigate the paranormal. Like they'll go into a house, and a lot of people have boxes or whatnot, and they try to get people, the spirits, to speak through them. But I have investigated places where I'll go in and I'll feel with spirits there, and I've actually talked to spirits without any tools. And I went into one house one time, and I was hypnotizing a lady for past life regression, and I was having a relax, and I came out of the room, and there was an investigation going on, and they called me in that room because their spirit box kept saying my name. And when I got in there, I said, okay, what do you need? And they gave me a name. So then I told the owner of the building the name, and she told me that was her grandmother's name. So her grandmother was trying to let her know that she was there. But I usually, for me, I can walk into a building and pick up what spirits are around there and relay the messages. And that's what an investigator, if you just break it up, paranormal is, you know, the spirits of, you know, beyond. And
right.
Investigator is going and investigating things. So they're going in there to investigate what they can pick up from the spirits.
Have you ever talked to a spirit and they said they want to come back here?
No, but I will tell you, I have had a lot of spirits tell me that it's beautiful over on the other side. I wrote a book, and I had two spirit guides come to me, Maggie May and Harold, and they told me what it was like over there. And, you know, they're not all, a lot of people think when you die, you're dead, that's it. And a lot of people, you know, think heaven is made of gold, you know, streets and stuff like that, and everybody has a job to do. Which is true. People do have jobs to do up there. And it's very interesting because a lot of people, they come down here because they want to come down here because they have lessons to learn. But they also want to go back home. And we have what's called outs, that we have so many outs that if we want to leave and break a contract, we can. But usually you stay here, you learn your lesson, and then when you've learned your lesson, it's time to go back home.
Just calm down, Brother Messenger. She's going to join us on Sunday night. Because tell me what you're hearing. Don't sound like something we've been – I mean, you know what I'm saying? Tell me what you're hearing right now. Don't sound like what we put out almost every Sunday night. But
yep, exactly.
Yeah. So, again, confirmation without even searching for it. But
Amen.
Now, when you do I'm going to slide back to the psychic medium part. When you do that, normally you do sessions of what, half hours, hours? How great, what's the smallest session or the greatest session that you would do for reading?
I do 15, 30, 45, 60, 90, or however they want. They're usually what I do. And I do longer if the person wants longer, but usually it's not necessary.
So if you were doing a 90-minute reading, for the whole 90 minutes, you're telling somebody something about themselves that they're going to go through, or sometimes the reading has to be longer because it takes longer to connect.
Well, it doesn't take long to connect, but don't forget, people here also have a lot of questions that they want answered. It isn't just me talking and, you know, telling them stuff. They have questions also.
Okay.
And that lady we were just talking to, I forgot her name, the one from Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, that's there with you now?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your first name?
They call me baby girl.
Okay, what is can you tell me your real first name?
It's Vanessa.
It's what?
Vanessa.
Okay, because I'm feeling, the more that we're talking, I'm feeling an older lady that is drawing me to you. And that's why I asked for your first name, so I can make sure it was you, because there's a lot of you in there. But if there's a lady, an older lady here, to me she feels like she's your grandmother, but she's just pulling me to you. She's not saying nothing. It's just pulling a tug towards you. So I just wanted to throw that out because it just feels like my energy keeps going towards you.
Hmm.
And I know earlier we talked about, you know, being from Scranton and Taylor and, you know, Wilkes-Barre, you know. But after that, when we got on air, the lady just started coming towards coming towards you. And I think you have a lot of things that are going on that you're either not recognizing or you are recognizing, but you don't know what it is. And she's also showing me the flower. So I'm not sure if there's flowers around you or she likes flowers or you like flowers, but there's a significance here of flowers. And to me, it looks like a red rose, like different color roses.
And you said she's older?
Yeah, she's passed.
She passed away?
This woman has passed over. This woman has died. She's over on the other side.
Oh, okay. That's correct. Okay.
So she's just letting me know that she is there with you, and there's a significance here with flowers. So I'm not, to me, it feels like roses because I'm seeing red, but then I start seeing pink and I'm seeing yellow. So there's definitely a connection there with roses.
I know.
So I don't know if that. Pardon?
Don't we?
I said, I know who it is.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So
okay.
You got your message.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
okay. Now you can go pick the other guy up off the floor.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
I said you can go pick the other guy up off the floor.
Oh. Wow. See.
Let me know if she tells you anything, if you spill anything else from her.
If what?
I said, let me know if you feel anything else from her.
Okay. All right. I will. She's just standing there. She's just the happy-go-lucky wanting you to know about the confirmation is the flowers. So that's all she's saying for right now.
Go ahead. See, I'm almost tempted to ask only because I asked. Well, she didn't have like six numbers, did she? Like, she didn't have like a sign that says like Powerball with six numbers. Let me ask you, do people have readings and ask you to predict numbers, winning numbers for them?
Oh, yeah. And that's how they try to trick you, too. Well, if you're really a psychic, give me the lottery numbers. Well, let me tell you what. If God wanted us to all be rich, he'd give us the numbers.
All right. So that's not part of a reading, is it?
No, you don't get numbers. I mean, this isn't done for greed. And I'm a Christian. So my belief is that God is trying to pass messages through that you need to hear.
Okay.
It's not to go to hit the lottery and become a millionaire, because if that was the case, everybody would be. But these are actually messages that people need to hear.
Wow. Okay. Because I've always wondered that, you know, and again, you asked and answered the question before I did. It's like, if you got that ability, why aren't you hitting the lottery every week? Because it's not a hustle. It's a gift, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if anybody tells you any different, they're lying. I mean, people are, you know, profit. And I always have this fight with people. People come up to me and they start with the Bible. And they start saying that, you know, the Bible says, watch out for false prophets. So nobody could be your prophet. That's true. That's true. In the Bible, there are real prophets, but then there are also false prophets. And on earth now, there are real psychic mediums, which are prophets, and there are fake psychic mediums that are only out there to get money. To rip people off of money and to get fame. And I have clients that have come to me. They've gotten ripped off as much as $120,000. Another one was $100,000. One woman came to me that this man said, give me $1,800 and I'll do a spell at the moon for you. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, say again. If you allow people to tell you they can do that and you believe that, then at some point you got to own that. That's on you. When people say I can put spells and things of this nature on you.
Yep.
And I guess if you believe in that, that also could be possible.
Yeah, because you make yourself think it, so it happens. You know, it's like, I'm going to go to Dairy Queen. I want a chocolate ice cream. Oh, I want a chocolate ice cream. I'll go to Dairy Queen. Well, at some point in time, you're going to go to Dairy Queen because you're going to want that ice cream.
You speak it into existence.
You know, but I tell my clients, if anybody comes and tells you, you know, you go down there and you sit in front of them and they're giving you information, like they're dragging information out of you, do not get out of there. Because otherwise, all they're going to do is scam you. Confirmation is what you need. And you're not supposed to ask a person. I haven't asked any of you any questions at all. And I just told that one woman about, you know, the lady with the roses and stuff. But I don't ask anybody. I give confirmation. I ask your name, but that's it. Another thing is somebody tells you you have a spell on you. What they're going to do is say, okay, give me $300. I'll take the spell off you. Well, then come back next week and we'll make sure it's off. Dang, it's not off yet. I need another $300 or $500 or whatever. You're only going to waste money. You're giving them money to a scam artist.
Well, let me ask you then. Since we've been talking and you've been talking to myself in the cast, just from our conversation, can you tell us something about us? I'm not asking you to, but did you feel anything from each of us that spoke to you that there's something that you could say to us that would surprise us?
There's too many of you all together,
okay.
And
all
that gets confusing.
Okay.
That gets confusing. I can tell on you now. I know what your first name is, but go ahead and tell me your first name.
Kenny.
Okay, now, I feel with you that you're damned and determined, that you do a lot of things you want to do right, and you want to help people, but I also feel like you're like a bulldozer. You'll bulldoze yourself to get what you want, but it's in a good way, not in a bad way. You want success. You want to be able to get things out there to people. You also want to help as many people as you can help. But you're not a sucker. Now, does that make sense to you?
That makes too much sense to me. That makes too much sense to me.
Okay. See, and I don't even know you. I have talked to you twice on Facebook about coming on the show, and
right.
One time I had to cancel, and then today, and then just now on the show.
Yeah. So, you know, when they say word of mouth advertising is the best advertising, just because, again, I know that you and I have not communicated on online and in, you know, and right now, and for you to say that about me, I don't think that I could have said differently about myself. That's how exact what you just said about me, and anybody who knows me knows that.
Mm-hmm. And I also know you have a skeptic, and I feel like it's the guy that's on here with you. I feel that I don't know his name, but I feel like it's either him or somebody near him, but I feel like he's a skeptic.
What?
Okay.
Excuse me. A skeptic?
Can you embellish on that?
Can I embellish on it? I feel like you do want to believe, but I also feel like you think a lot of people are, and excuse my language, bullshitters.
Okay.
And you know, you don't give your trust out very easily. And you're very
watchful. And that's the other person on here, she's saying, right? The other person, the other guy on here?
Yes.
The other person being Rondaya. My name is Rondaya. You are correct, but I do believe, because I know what it's about, but you're correct.
Well, hold on. Don't say no more. I'm not saying you don't believe. I'm saying you're a skeptic. People have to earn your trust.
Okay.
For you to believe in them. You just don't believe every time Dick and Harry that walks through the door.
You go, girl.
They have to show you, and they have to give you some kind of confirmation for you to actually believe them, because there are too many people out there that are bullshitters, and you know that. So you try to weed out the bad people and weed in the good people. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Very much. Yes, indeed.
And you don't want to have egg on your face, you know, and you don't want to get stabbed in the back. So you want to make sure the person that you're dealing with is the real deal. So it's kind of, you waver a little bit until something clicks with you. And then you're like, okay, she's real, I'll go with her. Or she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's only a scammer. Throw her away. So that's what I mean about a skeptic. You're not a full-blown skeptic. You're a skeptic of who you can believe in, who you can't. So you watch to see who you can believe and not.
All right, I'll give you an A+ for today.
I want you to know that right now, while I'm sitting here at this microphone, just based on what you've just done, Mary, you have totally changed my view and opinion on people, and again, just who possess psychic medium ability. Because I got the hair standing up on my arm a little bit, because we haven't talked. I'm still going back to me. We haven't talked enough for you to know me like that. So there must be something to this, because that's pretty exact. That's real exact. Good goodness.
Yeah. That's what happens when you talk to a real prophet, a real psychic medium.
You know, one of the things that I like is the titles that you're using, because the titles and stuff that you're using is more correct, as opposed to with the different religions and the titles that they use.
Right. And like I said, I'm a Christian. I'm also an ordained minister. And, you know, you can throw psychic medium, spiritual advisor, messenger, prophet. And I just finished writing two books, God's Messengers, Are You One? And in there I state that instead of using psychic mediums, I will use the term messengers. Because psychic mediums are being given, because of the scammers that are out there, they're getting bad names, so everybody's trying to change psychic mediums. My personal opinion, and I use it in my book too, is prophets. And I have talked to some ministers that said that you're full of crap, and others said that you have a gift from God. And we even got thrown out of a church one time. But I believe I am a true prophet from God, and I go by God's word. That's me.
Hey, Mary, I have one more member of the cast is in her car, and she'd like to speak to you. and see if you could tell her a little something about herself. Go ahead, Sister Tippi.
Hi, Mary. I would like to know first if I can ask you a question that you may have answered. I'm late joining, though. Sorry.
What's your name? First name?
My name is Carrie.
Okay, Carrie. Go ahead.
Are you okay hearing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, good. So, I just wanted to ask a question. With your ability, are you able to tell if, you know, random people, if perhaps they have the gift or the ability as well, maybe they don't know it, or, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Most of the time I can, yeah. I don't look at people unless I'm asked to look at people. Because I don't like to invade people's privacy. So the only reason, like Vanessa, I believe that's her name.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. The only reason I went to her is because this lady kept bugging me. Tell her. You know, but other than that, I don't, you ask me, I'll tell. I don't look at you. I don't want to see you. I've had a lady one time, she called me up on a radio, on my private phone, work phone, and she said, you don't know me, you don't know my boyfriend. Now, this is going to kill you guys. And I said, no, I don't. No, I'm sorry. She called me up and she said, I want you to tell me something. And I'm telling her about her boyfriend, and she wouldn't believe me. And I said, okay, Do I know you? No. Do I know your boyfriend? No. Do you know me? No. Does your boyfriend know me? No. I said, all right, your boyfriend has a mole on his penis.
Wow.
She's like, oh, my God, how do you know that? I said, I don't know. You tell me.
It's amazing.
Sometimes when you're getting tested, the spirits get peeved off, and they'll come up with something like that, and you just go with the flow.
Right.
But
well,
I
would
like to
know if you have any.
Go ahead.
Can
yeah,
you share anything enlightening?
Hearing anything that I can't hear her.
She wants to know if you could share anything enlightening with her. To her name being Terry.
Get your head out of the sand is what I'm hearing.
Well, that's not a surprise. Thank you.
Hey, it's something that I don't know. I'm only, repeating.
You're right.
But
you're right.
I feel like that there's some things that are going on that you're ignoring, and you need to really address that. You need to put people
ma'am.
In their place.
Uh-oh.
But guys, I have to run. I'm already 10 minutes late here.
You know what, Mary? I do appreciate you coming by. And you can go ahead and log off, and then we're just going to continue on discussing the awesomeness that we just experienced. So before you leave, how would people get in touch with you if you have time to share that? And then you can go ahead and log off.
Okay, they can call my personal cell phone, my work phone. It's 731-614-3844. Or they can go to my website, which is www.mary, M-A-R-Y, Barry. BARRETT.org. Well, thank you guys so much for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
All right. Nice
thank
having
you for
me.
Hanging out with us, Mary.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Bye.
Hey, was that awesome?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Was that awesome?
I wish she would have had more time.
Oh, I think we'll have her back. I'm sitting here for the whole show, right? I'm sitting here saying, I'm going to ask her about this election. I'm going to ask her. And when she broke it down without answering, she already let me know, of course I'm going to win. She didn't even have to tell me.
There you go.
And I just that. And again, wow, did she hit that on the head? Because anybody know Kenny Hines? You know, I like the extravagant, but I'm definitely about helping people, man. And that bullying, man. I mean, it's so funny because my close friends just told me the other day, you know, sometimes when you get passionate about something, you seem to be intimidating. And you know how you can be addressing something and you thinking you're being passionate, but somebody else can perceive that as intimidating. So, I always thought psychics were some nonsense. I got to be real with it. But when she just broke me down like that, man, I mean, that's just from a phone conversation. Yeah, I can see why people would pay them a little money to tell them some things. Because she opened a conversation up with me like she did. If you tell me something like that about me, and then you look at me and say, okay, it's going to cost you $500 for the next half hour. Well, I'm pretty much trying to scrape up $500 now, man. Because you got me believing, man. Wow.
As long as they're on point,
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, I walk in there and sit down, and she just start, what's her name? Kenny. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, how does she know?
But you don't know they're on point when ahead of time. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, you don't. No, but I'm saying when the session starts.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought I heard Yeah, I just had something to say about that. You know, I think that psychic phenomenon, man, that is something that's a global. It's an epidemic because it goes against conventional ideas of spreading light. It's like superstitious, very superstitious. Not only is that superstitious, it has implication, towards a whole people that don't necessarily descend or affiliate with those types of phenomena, because there's so many different types of energies that we don't know, that people are not familiarized with in respects to mundane living. You know, some things just need to be out of the norm. And I'm just mentioning this because there are people who should begin to separate themselves from these types of people or those types of people who engage in those things. I would love to go into a history lesson about exactly what it is that type of practice implies. But
let me say this right now, in regards to
people using psychic activity to attack people, to stalk people, to harass people. So,
my brother, I
utterly condemn that practice.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. If you, and again, it just opened my eyes to something tonight. But if you met somebody and without them knowing you, could tell you about yourself, would that not make you be more inclined to listen to them, or no? Would you think it's just a guess, or you just
like any type of practice? You know, in the coming days, coming years, coming months, there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be revealed to people in respect to a lot of the supernatural activities that have occurred over centuries. And respectively, they're always going to be real and it's going to be false.
Hey, my brother, I'm sorry to have to interject, but we got to bring our,
some people don't
we have to bring
have.
Our podcast. We have to bring our podcast to a close. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining in. Again, I appreciate Mary Barrett for coming on, sharing her skill, her trade with the crew from the attic. And again, we'll have impromptu interviews coming up more often as we try to grow and have a more diversified audience. So, hey, this is co-producer. thing. I appreciate everybody. Appreciate everybody for coming out tonight. And we'll get it back together tomorrow night.
And you
well,
know
ma'am.
This, man.
Go Blue! Go Blue!
Yeah, go Blue.
Good night.
Good night.
Go Big Blue!
Good night.
Good night.